Father. Because had the Shach agreed with the Prichodos Pshat and the Gross Pshat in the Mechaber, in other words, that there are no three levels, there are only two levels, and the Mechaber is just distinguishing vis-a-vis Miliche between Chticha Sisa that is also Midaraise and Chticha Sisa also Midarabonon. So then we have to say that it's Toi Sefer. And in our text, according to our text, we cannot apply the Goyim's Pshat. So maybe the Shach should say, there is a Toi Sefer. How is it he doesn't say anything? Apparently, the Shach is satisfied with the text, the regular text, without the correction. So it's mistaber that the Shach understood. That's the reason as to why when I went over the Mechaber, I explained it in accordance with the Shita of the Or HaShulchan. Because it seems that the Shach understood the Mechaber. So Mimele, according to the Or HaShulchan Pshat, I mean, according to the text that we have without it. So we have to explain it like the Or HaShulchan, that there are three levels. So Mimele, he has the Kashe, Ksas Koshe, the Havel, the Mimar, Gibuse, Yeseya, Afil, Bikoch, Shmigamre, Kililil, Sof, Simen, Heimitz, Li, Vichayim, Kosem, Bibis, Yosef. Vayikra, Lidine, Hisik, Marshal, Baagoy, Sof, Litur, Umivi, Abach, Vizel, Shemi, Dafil, Yamrin, Hoche, Hanem, Mile, Linyan, Tzli, שחיים או איש מפתים מהי להי וגם שני המחמים שהרנית זה עם זה אבל במליך אלו עם הצונו אבל במליך אלו עם הצונו סבורו וגם בצלי גוף החידשו ושום מחבר לחילי כלסתו מפסקנון כל מוקים שאיס הרי יוכל לי לחלפפיה עוז אפילו עם החתיכס התאה שמינו אישור in other words the marshal so the Taz mentioned it and the Taz mentioned it the marshal shite is that he is chilek and this din of the Mechaber, which is mentioned in the Torah, that not only when the Isar is Shomein, so it's Mefapeya in the Heter, but even in the Heter is Shomein, the Isar is Kochosh, so we say that the Heter is Shomein, first, in the first step, it converts heretofore Kochosh into Shomein, and once the heretofore Isar Kochosh is converted to Shomein, then the present Shomein, the heretofore Kochush is mafapeya bichul in the head. So the mashal is chelikan. The mashal is chelikan. And then the mashal says, and even if we accept the chite, so it's the basis. So it doesn't agree with that chite, is a vitzli. But he says, for argument's sake, even naniach has a basis. So it has a basis only in tzli. But in meliach it certainly has no basis. This is what I say. דאפילו ימינוחה, חני מילה לינצלי, שחיים או איש נפעתם מהי להי, וגם שניהם חמי, תריליצלו זה עם זה, אבל במליך על המצון מסוער הזו, וגם בצלי גוף החידשו, ושום מחבר לחילי, כלסתום מפסקינון, כל מוקים של ישר נהיוך אלי לחופפיה, עוז אפילו עם החתיכס התא, אפילו החתיכס התא שני נושא, עד כאן לשני, וחיים אשמע מדברי הרשבו, בתרס הבייס ומביא בסיוסף, ודווקא בינון שיועיס השומי. אין שם, ומכל מוקים נראה דף התור המחבר, לא יאמרו אלו בשני המלוכים, אבל לא כשהוא יועיס המוליח, וההט התופל, דחיל משהו תופל, אין ביקח לפרטים עשה איסה. וואב, מדי שרוי מסתבר. So even according to the tour in the Mechaber, that this halacha, that where the heter is shomim, so the heter converts the iser, so the, by Meliach too, so it's only shayach, if the heter itself, on account of the Meliach, on the count of the Meliach is Riseach. Meliach are Riseach. So, but suppose the Heter is Tofel is unsalted, and the Isar is salted. So of what avail is the fact that the Heter is Shomim? But the Heter is Shomim, but it's cold, you see. It's Tofel. So even according to the Torah and Mechaber, I mean, that's the proportion. Even according to the Torah and Mechaber, that the Heter the Shomim converts the Isar, the kochush into shomein, so it's only shayach if the heter is moliach. But if the heter is tofel and only the yisar is moliach, so the thing that is choseach is not shomein, and the thing that is shomein is not choseach. So how can a cold heter convert a year to four kochush yisar? This is a question. All right, now I want to go over siflamit. And I don't think that there are any other important shachs atzif asimen. So, but you have to go over the shachs and the taz atzif asimen. Maybe there is. I mean, I might forget. But we are just going over this shach, and then tomorrow we'll start will start Simen Kuf Vav, and also Simen Kuf Zayin. But just want to go over Sivan. Now, Wulinyan Shoachtichas. Now, this is a very profound Shach. Wulinyan Shoachtichas. Now, what does the Mechaba say? Wulinyan Shoachtichas Nim Loch Yachat. Cholachas Mehem. Bifni Atzmo. Shishim Levat Lachile. Asuris. Vim Mistalfim Biyachat Levat Lachile. Levat Lachile. Vim Chilev Mifapeya Mechticha Lechticha Belere. Vim En Yedua Im Noka Bichulon. Kulon asuris. Vim yedua shalim nogal abachas. Vim yedua eizi. Kulon toris. Dechad bitrei bot. Afim lechtikas aru yitzchadik. So we went on. Now, we didn't go over the Taz. Sifchal Beis. We didn't go over. Oh, we went over the Taz.
Yeah, we did.
All right, let's go again. So, deinchilef mifapeya mechticha lechticha. Lichticha lichticha. Mize nimsha gam kin kule. Da'ayne in ibeiru lunoga achilef. Rag beachas mehem. Oz achilef mitoris. Va'ani tam ala shulchanoch. Shepsok of Sishim Zeze. Shall he get it? Of course he went over, and I mentioned the Nikudis Akesevs. Yeah. Vani, Vadni Tamal Shukhono, Shepsok of Sishim Zeze, Shall he see Sif Zayed, Posak, Shimbolomin Advorim and Fapim Tiva, Kishumen Isaras Havat to Avariti, Vudas Rajbo, Sheviato, become Posak, Sheblias Achilev in Yedre, Vudas Maram, be more the hyperi than Oshi, Vabisios in Vie. Vainly, Madikan Mayer de Hill of Koch, Shinifapea, the more high cost of the famous Dinzea, Hill of Lacares, Shikahil, Visu, the Moyahil of Koch, I might all summer of Lahadinat. Val Koch, Mother Maram Polikarajbo, whose fear lady can be so shaman in the 8th. So, in other words, so the Din that was mentioned in Siv Zion, that the Dova Balua is not Yetzimichtichelichtich if it's Koch, but if it's a Dova Shaman, the Balua is Yetzay, that the Shitis Arajbo. This Din, that's the Shitis Maram. So in other words, so how can the mechaber be mizakish torah lebitrei? How can mechaber mizakish torah? We are koch leimad maram poli karaj bo usvili gam biisa shomeni yitzim lereitiv kol shibu lebei al koch tim al shchonoch shol hiyo gish machle kezu gam bel vush kosuf kumib shchonoch kan vuta muameid vein leimad lil mayr li yitzli vach bim biche to maskin migmor mili akirati ad yitzli u maskon bihyo lishol ken hu da'am yitzli. So the Taz says that it is the two mechabers are saying to each other. Siv Zayin the Mechaber is declaratory of the Shittas Rashbo that Dova Belua is not Yetzim Lichticha Lichticha only when it's a Kochush, but if the Dova Belua is a Shomein it's Yetzim Lichticha Lichticha, and in Siv Tes, is declaratory, is expressive of the Shittas Mara. So I say now I said that the Goyen holds that the Mechaber has a Sofik. The Mechaber has a Sofik. The Goyen doesn't say it explicitly, but very little is mentioned by the Goyen explicitly. I think this is what the Gro meant. If you go over all the Bira Gros here, so you'll see, I mean, that according to the Gro, so the Mechaber has his suffix. So Mimele, there when he says that he, Bamedvor Amurim Kishabolo Yisa Shinim Fapea, Avobon Nadvorim Amfapim Bitivu Kishuman Isaras Havato, Bain Bitsli Bin Zgab Zaham Mechamet Achtim Echam Lerin Esmeno, Shol Yisa Abulua Ba'atzim Fapia Zer Tiltira. So the Chumri says, maybe it is like the Rashbo. But here, because it's not true. So he says, "Uli nishoach tirashinim luchayachat imim b'cholachas mem b'vniat moshishim levatel hachilev asureis, but v'mitzdalfim biyachat levatel hachilev v'inchilev mifapeim lichticha lichticha." But according to Rashbo, it's if it's idom hashomeim, so it's yei the chilev that's idom hashomeim ligamre. So it's yei mitzvah lichticha. So according to Gro, if the mechaber had been sure that Allah is like the Rashbo, so then he would say it. But he's not sure, so he's cheshish lechumre here. For the Shittas Maram, and over there in Siv Zayin is Chesh L'chumre for the Shittas Arash. That's according to the Gro. But in the Shach Nikudis HaKesef, here, his pshat is a little different than the Gro. It's not that the Mechaber wasn't sure. It's not that the Mechaber wasn't sure. But the Mechaber held that there is no stira between the Shittas Arashbo and the Shittas Maram. In other words, what does the Rashba say? That Idova Shomim Balua is Yetzin Lichticha Lichticha. But there is no even distribution. So in one Chaticha there might be more Blie, more Riseh, than in the other. So Mimele, if there is even distribution, so then you can be Mitzarif all the Chtichas. As long as you know that all the Chtichas together have 60 measures, Neged Achilev, or Neged Chticha that has Chilev joining to it, so Mimele, so it's evenly distributed. So there is shishim in every unit, of any chatir. But so mimele, that not. When can we have even distribution? only when there is reitev. But when there is no reitev, so Balua does not have even distribution. Is not evenly distributed. But it's Yetzir Lechticha Lechticha, but it might, in one Chaticha, it might be Nivra more than another Chaticha. It all depends upon many factors. Let's say, all the Chatichas, so, Mimele, they are Negea in each other. But it might be in one, there is more Yisea than the other. So in one Chaticha, there is no Shishim of the Heter. This is what Nikolai Zakezim says. ואני תאמר על שכונו, חוי קשי מילי, דלחום רחייש, דמפפיה מכתיך לכתיך לא הרייטב. אבל הולכי כלומר, בסוף סוף, אם מצטרף, דנחילף מפפיה בחולם בלרייטב, דנאים את אבי כבישו ממש, ומספשת בחולי בשווה. דיוח לי, אז בנישה קצת בכתיך האחס, בניין שאין בקוד לבד, וקלוב. All right. Now, let's see the shach. ובניין שור אכתיך שנים לוחו יחד, אם אין בכל האחס מהם בפני עצמו, שישים לבד תאו, החילב, אסורס. So if each chatiche does not have 60 measures, so then it's osa. Ve'im itztarvim biyachet levat el achilev. De'in chilev mifapeya michtiche lichtiche, so according to Nikolai Zakezim it means, in chilev mifapeya michtiche lichtiche, evenly, below your head. Ve'im en yodua, im lo rabbi chulon, so kumar asoiz. Ve'im yodua, so linoga, elo be'achas. So, if in Yedua in Noga bechulon kol asuris, if Yedua shel Noga ba'achas, if Yedua izi kol mitoris, v'chad b'treibot, afilu nichtechzorim l'Yisrael. Be'em ezeu das mara, shei ve'amor d'chai seif pergel anoshi, avol yedaiti ma'ish nerei shem ma'ish neseif, u lo b'rei sheki shi Noga bechulon. So, kishi Noga bechulon, v'chein kishi Yedua in Noga bechulon, al kochach namelei nesa, Elo echod me. It's not right. The Mechaber says in the Seife, if it's Yodua shol inoga lebachas men, so then only one is osea, the other is not osea. So mele, we don't know which one is osea. So it's v'chad b'treibot. Chad b'treibot, he says. But, so he says, the bereishe kishnog b'chulon, v'chen kein she yodua inog b'chulon, al koch nabli nesar lebachas men, al derech moshel, kigein she ho yukan yud chatiches. V'yesh b'chol achas mehen nun v'tisho neged achil. Di teime. So in other words, each chaticha by itself cannot be mivatil the whole chil. Because it only has 59 measures. So each chaticha by itself cannot be mivatil. Di teime. She'echod me'enesa mipne she'nivla bon achilet. So in other words, so all the chilev was nivla imon chaticha. But, so mimele, and that one chaticha, let's say, this is the chilev. This is the chilev. And let's say that this whole chilev was nivla in this chatich. And this chatich has only 59 measures connected this. So mimele, it cannot be muta, there is no bittul. But if all the chilev was nivla in this, then there is nothing left to be nivla in the other chatiches. So why should the other chatiches be osea, even though each chatich in itself does not have 60 measures? So what? If the chilev will be distributed among all the chatiches, so then each chaticha will have shishim, neged that fraction of the chilev that was absorbed in that individual chaticha. So, but you are afraid lest the bulk of the chilev was nivla in one chaticha. So mimele. So that one chaticha does not have 60 measures to negate the whole bulk of the chilev. But if the whole bulk of the chilev was nivla in one chaticha, so there is nothing left to be nivla and give a time in the other chatichas. So why should the other chatichas be osea? But you don't know which is which. Alright? So there is only one that is osea. So memele, there should be a bit of yomesh b'yomesh of chad b'trei. It's a very strong kash al derech moshel. כן שהוא יקן יוד חתיכס ויש יכול אחס מנו ותישו נגד אחיל די תאים שאחס מנה סמת נשני בלבא אחיל ואין בשמח לבט לי because each חתיכה does not have 60 measures נגד the whole חיל but נגד the fraction of the חיל each חתיכה has 60 measures so מה נפשך if the חיל was distributed whether evenly or unevenly if it was distributed in all the chatiches. So then only a fraction of the chilev was absorbed by any individual chatiche. And as against a fraction of the whole chilev, so every individual chatiche has 60 measures negative. But the other possibility is maybe the bulk of the chilev was absorbed by one chatiche, by chatiche X. But if the bulk of the chilev was absorbed by chatiche X, so then there was nothing left to be absorbed by the other chatiches. So chatiche A and chatiche B and chatiche C and chatiche D should be muter, but we don't know which is chatiche A and which is chatiche B and which is chatiche X. So we have it aruves of yavish miyavish. Im kein shuk. אין השון נסורים, ואם כי הכוח הוא נסר לאחס מהן, הוא באותו ברוב, וכן הוא דעס רבי נסנר, שאיבה מאוד חשוב. מי הוא אמרם גופר לקשמי? די אפשר החתיך, די אפשר, מי הוא, אמרם קשמי, די אפשר דהי נתיימי, די כשנוגע ביחוד מהם, הוא ידין עם כמה נופק מיני, ונסרו החתיכס, ושוב חוזר החילב, ובולו מן החתיך דהת. In other words, let's say, You have here the chatiches, and here is the chilev. Here is the chilev. The chilev. So, and this touches the chatiches, and the chilev touches the chatiches. So, mimele, so it's possible that 59/60 of the chilev is niflet from this chatiche of chilev. I mean, the whole chatiche represents 60/60 of chilev. But 59/60, let's say, of the chilev is niflet from the chilev, and it's absorbed by this chatiche. It's absorbed by this chatiche, with which it's in contact. So a mashu is left in the chilev. A mashu is left in the chilev. Then, this happens in the first step. So 59/60 of the chilev is niflet from that. Only 1/60 of its size remains, and the rest is taken over, is absorbed by this chatiches. Then after that, so 59/60 are niflet from the chatiches and taken over by this piece of chilev, by this piece of chilev, and the Maram, he agrees with the Shilas Rishenim that we apply the aloche of tichanasis nevele by shorisur. So mimele, when let's say the bulk, the major portion of the chilev was niflet from the chilev tichan, I said 59/60. It doesn't have to be 59/60. I mean, a major portion of the chilev was broke off, was niflet from the chatiches chilev, and it was absorbed by the chatiches heter. And now the Maram agrees with the Shilas Rishenim that the aloche of tichanas nevele applies to shori surim. So once a substantial portion, a major portion of the chilev broke off from the chilev and was absorbed by the chatiches heter, so the whole chatiches heter became a chefetz of isa, chatiches nevele. The Maram doesn't agree with Rabbi Nachman Shite that tichanas nevele applies only to basur chalav. So mimele, even the particles of the heter, the particles of basar, become a chefetzah visa. So then, in the second step, so this small piece of chilev that was left, that did not break off yet from itself, so absorbed particles of heter, and because the Maram Shite is that chtichanas nevele applies to shori surim, so the moment this chtichas heter took absorbed a major portion of this chilev, let's say, took over. This thing broke off, was niflat. This piece remained. So the moment this piece was absorbed by the chatiches heter, so even the particles of heter, so became a chefetz of isa. Just as we say by Bosa v'cholov that the particles of heter become isa. So according to the Rishei Teran, who is chelik Rabbi Nefraim, so that is true of this chatiches heter. So even the particles of Bosor that were heter originally became Heftz of Isa the moment it absorbed this major portion from the chilev. That happened in the first step. Then in the second step, so this piece of chilev that remained, that did not break off, absorbs a substantial portion of particles of heter. And it's not heter anymore, it's Isa already. It's Issa already, you see. So Mimele, this is what he says. The high time. He says Nesrachtiches. So what he means, as the Primigodin points out, he means Nesrachtiches. The first tiche that absorbed from the chilev. Vishuv chozra chilev, the little bit of chilev that remained that did not break off. Vishuv chozra chilev ubolam rachticha the heter. Vinasu gama heterisa. So then, and it absorbed the same quantity that it was peled. Let's say, this chilev, the whole portion of chilev is a kazais. So then, it was peled, 59-60 years of a kazais, of that chilev broke off, was niflat, and was absorbed by this tichaseta. So mimele, even the particles of etar of that chilev have to. Then, in the second step, let's say a few minutes later, so the remaining piece that did not break off as yet absorbed particles of bosor, also 59-60 years, from the particles of the bosor here. But the particles of the bosor that originally were heter are now is already, on account of the fact that the 59-60 years of the kazayis of chilev became nivla in it. So even the particles of the bosor became heftzav isa. So, once the particles of Bosa became a Heftz of Isa, then this remaining small portion of Chelev that did not break off absorbed the same kind of quantity, 59-60 years of the Kazais, of the particles of the Bosa. But that Bosa is considered as Chelev, because Tichanas in the Veil. Then, that's in the second step. Now, this is, so, and it's again in touch, in contact with this chatiche. So in the third step, so this chatiche absorbs again 59-60ths of that chatiche, and even though the bulk of the chatiche was constituted by particles that originally were heter, but at the time this piece absorbed them, these particles were particles of Israel. So in the third step, so in other words, So in many steps, in the first step, a major portion of that chilev breaks away from the chilev, breaks off from the chilev, and it's absorbed by this eta. Then in the second step, so a major portion of the particles of eta, which is now isa, break off, and they are absorbed by this small piece of chilev that remained, that never broke off. Then in the, so everything is chilev, you see, because it gives it tam, you see. So and then in the third step, so a substantial portion of this chatiche, which is considered al pedim to be kulei chilev, even though it was constituted by 59-60 years of the kazayis breaking away from the heretofore particles of eta, but at that time when they did break away, they were considered as chilev. So a major portion of this, which is in contact with this chatiche, so is niflat from here, and it's absorbed by this chatiche. So again, this chatiche becomes aser, and if it's in contact, let's say, with another chatiche, so then it again asers. This is what he says. Mi amaram gufel ikashim bine. There should any time that she look up yachot mehem. Yadinu kamen nofek mene. Vinesho achtiches. Vishuf choza. When he says vinesho achtiches, that he means at the end all the chatiches are oser, but at the time when the first step takes place, only that individual chaticha became oser. So he says, "Vishuv chozra chilev, the small piece that remained that did not break away, that remained intact in its place, ubolam nachticha deheta." So, but it's not heta anymore; it's already iser because chaticha nas in the veil. Vinasu gam aheta iser. Those litanies who hold the sword in the last veil, the chin shenoga bechol, uch mishchos v'isa v'heta kol medalit, gabi chilev shenofal b'itiris b'zeh hazeh shetzor bechol echad men samach vat lachilev my time. So he says, uvize tzorich leima. So if we say like that, so it's even possible to reconcile the two shittas, the Maram and Rabbi Nesana. We don't have to say the achilik, but they have reference to different situations, different cases. Uvize tzorich די מראם רב נסאו קליק דאַ פאר גאַב די מאשל האדי מיט די מראם שום די נוגה בפאדה בחולון צורח בחולה חות 60 לבתי לחילש וחידאס אבי יוסף מכל מוקים נראה די מיירה שגם אחתיכס מלוחס דוז אחתיכס מפליטים גם כי ומבלים בחילף ורב נסאו מיירה שאין אחתיכס מלוחס וחידקן מכל דוחת דווקא מליח מפליט אבל הוא יעטופיל ולא יקש מלכוס אבי יוסף פליקורי אבל המחבה די סבירה לידלי אמרינון, תכנסתם ולי בשאו איסורים, so במילא, since he passes like an Ephraim, so when the major, let's say, this, has a kazayis of Chelet, and then when 59-60 years of the kazayis of the Chelet break off from this piece, and they are absorbed by this piece, so then the particles of Chelet become Chepza Bisa, according to Mechada, because he passes like an Ephraim. So במילא, when in the second step, this little piece absorbs particles of heter, so then it doesn't become moser and kelatasa the other chatiches, because we don't see chatiches the vele come in mechada. So maybe there is a kashes, so there is a stira between ration. They say, now, so the shach is very profound, but Rabbi Kleiger is even more profound. So he says, avo machaba di sirle, koshali, ho yesh leima. So he says. He says that Mechaber is not difficult at all. And on the contrary, he says that the Maram is more difficult than the Mechaber. Koshel, hoye shleima v'chai shinon di'acha sh'nesach tichachs mi'achilev choza v'niflat achilev me'ach tichev v'nishal di'acha sh'nesach tichachs me'achilev choza v'niflat achilev me'ach tichev ונשאר בי רק משהו חילב דנשאר אחתיך בייסורו אף לא ימחבר דלו ימרינון חתיך עצמא סנבילה כדי איסה בסימן כובוב ואי בצ'ולס הרשבו שהיא בבס יוסף שום ואחר שנפלט החילב חיזר ואיסר חתיך לאחרס חתיך לאחרס. So he says, V'ad rabba l'amchaber l'kekushi. So in other words, so he says that the mechaber can also be explained. Because true that the mechaber doesn't paskus like Rabbi Ephraim, we don't say chticha atzman asin vele, but the mechaber paskus, and that's the machlekes between Lehevet and Simen Kuvov, the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Tur. Now, they both paskus like Rabbi Ephraim, that we don't say chticha atzman asin vele by Shoni Suri. But the Rashba says that even though we don't say chatichat when asit nevele by shor isurim, but the same chatiche remains us. The same chatiche remains us by shor isurim too. The Tur says no. If we say that by shor isurim we don't apply the aloch of chatichat when asit nevele, so mele shor isurim is also muta. But the shita of the Rashba is that even though by shor isurim chatichat when asit nevele we don't say, but shor isurim is also. So the Mechaber paskens now turn to Simen Kuvov. Chticho shebo lo yiseh, ve'im bo samach levatlei, shenofo ligdeiro, en yiseh esel lefechesh gnisa shebo. Shim yish ma shebigdeiro, mitzuref imach ticha atzmo. Shishim kineged yisera belua bo, muta ma shebigdeiro, avla chticha atzmo asuro. Lefi shi yisa shebo, en nifat memenu ligamre. So that word, suppose you cooked a yichticha atchele. I'm sorry. Suppose you cooked a chticha of heter, of basar shchuta. You cooked with chticha of the chticha of chel. So then, and you identified the chticha of heter, but then it absorbed al the bishul a tam of chel. The chticha of heter absorbed the tam of chel. Then you took it out. So in other words, the chticha itself is not osir, but it was below yaisa. It was below yaisa. Then you took that chatich. Then you took that chatich. Let's say that this chatich that has a size of 9 gzeisim, it absorbed 1 kazayis of chel. But we don't say chatich nasis nevele. So how much iser is there in the chatich? Not 10 gzeisim iser, but just 1 kazayis. Because the Mechaber paskens like Rabbi Nefrai. Then he took this chatiche that has 10 gzeisim, but only 1 kazayis isa belua in it. And he put it he put it in the deire with adach atiches. And the adach deire has 60 measures neged 1 kazais, but he doesn't have 60 measures neged 10 kazaisim. So the adach deire is muta, because according to Rav Nefraim, because we don't say chtichas vas nevele. How about that chticha itself? That chticha that originally absorbed 1 kazais and it gave a tam of chilev in that chtichas boso, but now that it was put in an adach deire, so it was nischat, and it was distributed evenly in the other, in the whole, the rest of the deire. So the Torah says even that chaticha itself becomes mutar, because since by shor isurim according to Rav Nefraim we don't say chaticha atzmas nevele, so actually say even that chaticha itself becomes mutar. But the two, there's the Torah shita, but the Rashi, but the Mechaber passes like the Rashi. So he says, "Chticha shebolu is avim b'samach levatel. Shenoflu l'gdeiro eni yisar esalut v'chayish mi'isa shebo. Shim yeish b'meshe b'gdeiro mitzuref ma'chticha atzma shishin k'neged yisar b'lu abo. Muda ma'she b'gdeiro. Av l'chticha atzma asur. Lifi she'isa shebo eni niflat mimenu ligamre." Now, so this is what Rabbi Kleiga says. Koshem. Hodo yeish le'im adichai shinon. Ve'acha shenesa chticha achas mi'achilev. Chozar v'niflat hachilev me'achtich v'nishar be'rak mashu chilev v'nishar achtich b'yisuro. So in other words, that once, now you have here the chilev. So it was and the chtiche absorbed chile, a major portion of chile. I mean, major enough, a portion that it was large enough to give a time of chile in this chatich. In this chatich. So the achas and esrach tiche, achas me'achilev, choza v'niflat achilev me'achtich. So then it was niflat. It was niflat. And the bulk of the chile was niflat. It came out. And the mechaber passes like the Rashbo. So even though the bulk, first this chatich, this chatiche, a major portion of this chatiche, was absorbed by this chatiche, but then it came out again. So v'nivra chilev ma'atiche. So memele, what is the kasha of the Rashbo? The kasha of the Rashbo is true that each chatiche does not have 60 measures neged all the chilev, but it has 60 measures negative fraction of the chilev. So manefshach, if only a fraction of the chtichas chilev was absorbed by a chatiche, so then there is certainly 60 measures in each individual chatiche neged a fraction of the chilev. So every chatiche should be muta. But the other possibility is maybe the bulk of the chilev was absorbed by one chatiche, and memele every individual chatiche does not have 60 measures neged the bulk of the chilev. But so the Shas Kasha was, but if the bulk of the chilev was absorbed by one chatiche, by this chatiche, so memele there is no chilev left over to give it time in the other chatiche. So the Rabbi Kleiga says no. Since the Mechaber passes like the Rashbo, that even though we don't say chticha nasis nevele, but we do say, actually say chtiyoser, so memele it's possible that the same chilev that was absorbed by one chatiche, after it is absorbed by this chatiche, it will come out from this chatiche. So, and then it will go, it will be absorbed by this chatiche. So in other words, let's say we need, let's say, 59/60 or 50/60 of a kazais. Now, the chilev is a kazais. Let's say, in order to give it time in the chatiche, we need, I'm mentioning the achmoshel, it doesn't make any difference. We need 55/6 of a kazais of chilev in order to give it tam in the chatiches head. So the Rabbi Kleiga says that mechaber can be explained because this kazais has 6/6 or 60/60 of chilev of a kazais, 6/60 of a kazais of chilev. Maybe in the first step, so 5/6 of that kazais of chilev breaks off. From the chatiches chilev, and it's absorbed by this chatiche, and that's enough to give it on. Now then, the bulk of that chilev that was absorbed by this chatiche is nifrat from that chatiche, and it lives only in mashu. In mashu. Because if it doesn't live in mashu, then the Rashba wouldn't say efshal isich teosa. When does the Rashba say efshal isich teosa? The reason is why the Rashba says that by even though according to Rav Nefraim by Shori Surim we don't see tichas mas in the vele, but efshal isich te we say isosa. But the Gemara equates one with the other. The Gemara machlekes between Rav and Shmuel whether we say tichas mas in the vele efshal isich teosa or we say efshal isich te ismuter. So the Rashba agrees with the pshat of the Ramban. I discussed it already more than once. In other words, according to Rashi, so the Gemara is saying that Rav is saying Efshal Isichtei, the Mandoma Shmuel is saying Efshal Isichtei is muter. He doesn't say it in the subjunctive. He says Efshal Isichtei is muter. And Mimelech Tichatz Moinen Asin Mimelech. And Rav says Efshal Isichtei is Osa Mimelech Tichatz Mimelech. But according to Ramban's Pshat and the Rashi's Pshat, the Gemara is saying it in the subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every droplet of cholov from the chatiche, so then Rav says, Shmuel says it would be muta. Mimele, since, so in the event it had been possible that to squeeze out every droplet, so then the chatiche itself would become muta. So mimele we can't say chatiche atmas in the mele. But Rav says no, even in the event one succeeded in squeezing out every droplet, so it would still be osea. I mean, it would still be osea. So mimele we say chtichas mas nevele. So, but the truth is that bimtzias, when you take a chtiche of bosor that absorbs the kazayis of chilev and you cook it in another gdeire, so not all the chilev will come out. A little bit will remain. So mimele, that chatiche will always be osa. So that's the reason why the Rashba says that even though by Shor Isurim we don't say chatiche asmas nevele, so but the same chatiche remains osa. Why? Because Shmuel only says efshal isichte is muter if it had been possible to squeeze out every particle. So mimele it would be muter, but bimtzias it's impossible. It's impossible. So mimele, in view of the fact that mitzias, it's impossible to squeeze out every particle of visa of chilev that the chatiche absorbed originally. So mimele, it always remains osea, even though the heter particles did not become isa. But since there is one particle of visa remaining in the heter chatiche, so mimele, and beetle was not chal, so it remains osea as a remnant of isa. It remains also as a remnant of Isa. That's the Shita Zarajbo. So Mimele, Rav Kiliga says, according to Mechaber, so even though the Mechaber passes like Avin Ephraim, so and each Chatiche does not have Shishim neged the whole Chilev. But neged the fraction of the Chilev, it has Shishim. So the Kasha of the Shach was, only one should be Oseh. At most it could happen that Chatiche should become Oseh. Because Monef Shech, if only a fraction of the chilev is absorbed by each individual chatiche, so that every chatiche is muta, because there are 60 measures negative fraction. And if you say that maybe in one chatiche the whole all of the chilev was absorbed, was nivra, so mimele, and then there is no shishim negative all the chilev, so then there is nothing left over in the chilev chatiche to be absorbed by another chatiche. That's the kasha l'shach. So Rav Kiliga says no, it's possible that the major portion of the chilev broke off from the chatichas chilev, and it gave a time in this chatiche. And after it gave a time in this chatiche for a few moments, then the same portion of chilev that was absorbed will be niflat. The chilev itself, not particles of heter, will be niflat. But the chilev itself will be niflat, and it will be absorbed by the other chatiche that is in contact with this chatiche. So the other chatiche will have a time of chilev. But then you ask, Monefshech, if the whole quantity of chile that was absorbed by this chatiche is niflat from this chatiche, and this is absorbed by this chatiche, so this chatiche should become muter. So he says, no, but the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. That even though it was niflat, but actually sechte is osa. This is the kasha of Rabbi Kveger. So he says, Kashali, ho yeshim lechashim en dachashen es achticha achas ma'achilev, chota v'nifot achilev ma'achticha, v'nishar b'irak mashu chilev, v'nishar achticha b'yisure, af v'amchada, v'yamrin achticha asma asmelele, k'di yisa b'simen kuvov, ואין מי שהוא זרש בשביל בסיוסף שם. ואחר שניפת החילף, חיזה ואיס יחתיך אחרס. יחתיך אחרס. ויד הרבה על המחה בלקי קושי. תהיה שלימה, די סביר עלי, די שמן, די שומן, יצא מכתיך לכתיך ולא ירדיף. El din ze, so you ask kashe, but how can we say that the first the bulk of the chilev breaks off from the chaticha chilev, and it's absorbed by this chaticha, and this chaticha, and then it gives a tam in this chaticha, and then after it was beluach in this chaticha for a few moments, the same quantity 5/6 of the chilev chaticha that was broke off. And was absorbed by this chatiche, is yeitzei from this chatiche, and is absorbed by this chatiche. But in Bolua yeitzei, below reitiv, even if it's shomein, so the answer is, for the Mechaba paskens, like the Rashbo, that Bolua is yeitzei, if it's shomein. Now the chilev is the Dama shomein. So after it broke off from the chatiche's chilev and was absorbed by this chatiche, it will break off again. The same chilev that was nivla for a few moments in this chatiche will break off, will be nivla from this chatiche, and the same chilev, not particles of etter, but the same chilev. You see, the shach operated with the premise that particles of etter can asa. That's only true according to the Maram, not according to Mechaber, because the particles of etter remain etter because he passes like Rabbi Ephraim. But Rabbi Gleir operates not with the premise that particles of etta will break off. No, the particles of chile that broke off and were absorbed by this chatiche will again break off from this chatiche, and the same particles of chile, the 5/6 of the kazais, will break off from this chatiche, and they will be yitzei, they'll travel to this chatiche, and then they'll give it time in this chatiche for a few minutes, and then they'll be nifrat again from this chatiche, and they'll travel into this chatiche, and they'll ask all the chatiches. You see, and you cannot ask, but if they break off from this chatiche, so this chatiche should become muter. No, because Mechaber paskens that have shown the sechte is osa. So the sechte is osa. So he says, v'yad rabbe, al Mechaber leke kushi, t'yish lima disvirli v'shomen yeitzi michtiche lichtiche b'lereit. As the shach says, that the Mechaber holds, that shomen is yeitzi, in other words, as Nukas HaKesef says, there is no even distribution. גם לא ילמד נוקד, דאכילף חוזר ובו למחתיך דהתר, דאום כל מוקים, הבלה בהתר שנבלע בחילף, אין יצא מהחילף, ונעיס על שרח תיכס. Now that we have to understand. So he says, but the shach is difficult. The maram cannot be explained the way the shach explained the maram. You see, Rabbi Gweiger explains the mechaber on the basis of a plate of the chilev itself. So first, this 5/6 of the kazayis of chilev is taken over, is absorbed by this chatiche, and it gives it time in this chatiche. So this chatiche remains also leilom void, even after the 5/6 of the kazayis of chilev will be niflat, because actually sechte is also. A little bit will remain, will always remain. So that will remain also leilom void. But after giving it time in that chatiche, also in that chatiche leilom void, it will start traveling again. So then, the same 5/6 of the kazayis of chilev will be nifla from this chatiche and be absorbed by this chatiche, and will give a tam. And then 5 minutes later, again. So this chatiche already became also leilom void. So again, the same 5/6 of the kazayis of chilev will be yetzi from this chatiche and be absorbed by this chatiche, and then they'll start traveling again. That's according to the Mechaber. So the Rabbi Gweiger operates with the plate of the chilev itself. But the shach operates with the plate not of the isar itself, but with the heta particles that were transformed into isar on the basis of tiche nasis nevele. So he has the kashe, so mimele, how can he say? How can the maram say that the Shach says that the Maram is all right. Why? Because a 5/6 of a Kazayis of Chelev breaks off from the Chticha of Chelev, and it's absorbed by this Chticha Veta. This Chticha Veta. And then 5/6 of the Kazayis of the particles of Heter, so will be niflet from this Chatiche and be absorbed by that Chatiche. And even though it's particles of Heter, but it's Chatiche Nas in the Vele. So the particles of Heter themselves become Osa. So what kind of a kashi is it against the Shach? Apparently, the Rabbi Kiveger is assuming the lomdes of the Marshal, which is, I mean, what Rabbi Chaim says in the Ravid. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid. Gavi Bosa B'cholov. There we certainly say Chticha Atzmanas is Nevele, and actually Sechte is Osa, by Bosa B'cholov. So there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Ravid. There is a machleket between the Rambam and the Ravid. Suppose, let's say, a certain chatiche that was bilei a tam of the chatiche's boso was bilei a cholov. was Vilayika Zayis Cholov, and he gave it time of Cholov in the Chatichas Bos. And then this Chatiche, and then this Chatiche was boiled. That Chatichas Boso was boiled with other Chatiches of Heta. With other Chatiches of Heta. So Mimele, the Cholov cannot come out. The Cholov cannot come out. But the particles of Boso can come out. So, according to the Marshal, the other Chatiche does not become Osa. Because the Cholov itself is not in the Vashomim, it's not in the Vapeah. So, only the particles of Boso, the particles of Boso come out. So the Marshal says, no, that the other, the Chatichas Heter that is boiled together with the Chatichas Boso, that absorbed Cholov, does not become Osa. The Chatichas Boso that was boiled in contact with the Chatichas Boso that absorbed all the Bishul before, Cholov. Why? So how does the Mari explain it? And that's the same lomdes as Reb Chaim says in connection with the Shitas Arayvet. So how does the Mari explain it? The Mari explains it on the basis that the whole aloche of Efshar Lisich Dioseya, according to the Marshal, is not that Boso that was originally Heter and Cholov that was originally Heter, so once they combine, so each component becomes a Chepetz of Issa. No, it's the synthesis that constitutes the essence of Issa. So then you ask, if it's the synthesis that constitutes the essence of Issa, so it should be analogous to Klaim. So as long as there is a color a strip of linen in the color, so then the whole beged is Osa. But the moment you pull it out, you pull out the strip of linen from the color, so then the beged becomes muta. So here too, why do we say Efshali Seichte is Osea? So the answer is, as Reb Chaim says, Efshali Seichte is Osea as a remnant of Issa. But it doesn't constitute the essence of Issa. The essence of Issa consists in the synthesis of the Bosar and the Cholov. But the thing itself that became Osea, before it, the major portion of the milk was squeezed out from the Cholov. So it was Osea. So each particle, each molecule of the Bosar was part and parcel of a synthesis of Bosar and Cholov. But to Osea something else, so if the synthesis cannot travel, just the particles of Bosar can travel, and the Cholov component cannot travel, so merely it cannot Osea the other Chatiche that is boiled in contact with this Chatiche. This is how the Mari explains the Chite. And this is how Reb Chaim explains the Shitas Arayvet. The Shitas Rambam is no. The Pshat Nefshel Sichti Osar is that even though originally the Bosar component was Heter, but the moment the Bosar component combined, united with the Cholov component, so the particles of Bosar themselves became essence of Issa. So Memele, if it's essence of, it's not Osea because as a remnant of Issa, it's Osea because, as in view of the fact that for one moment they existed, the two components existed in a state of combination, of synthesis, so the Bosar component by itself became the Chepetz of Issa. Apparently, the Rabbi Kveiger assumes the lomdes of the Marshal, of the Mari, the lomdes of Reb Chaim in Raivet. And what, where is the Shach? The Shach is certainly chilek on the Marshal. So the Marshal, the Shach agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. That the pshat in Efshel Yisich Deyoseh, the pshat in Efshel Yisich Deyoseh, Chtich Nas Nevela Efshel Yisich Deyoseh, is that the heretofore Heter itself becomes Osa, even when it's detached from the Issa that made it Osa. Once they unite, so then the heretofore Heter particles become a Chetz of Issa. Now, since the Maram agrees with the sheet of the Ram, that the aloha of Ticha Atzma Asis Nevele applies to Shor Yisur Midrabanon. So Midrabanon, what is true of Bosa Becholov Midraise, is true by Shor Yisur Midrabanon. So just as according to the Rambam, the Pshatin in Ticha Atzma Asis Nevele and Efshar Yisich Deyoser is, that even though originally the Cholov was Heter and the Bosa was Heter, but the moment they united, so the Cholov component became a Chepetz of Issa, and the Bosa component became a Chepetz of Issa, the same thing is true of all Yisur. According to the Maram, this is what the Shach holds. So in other words, since the Aloch of Tichas Nevela applies to Shor Yisurim, so if Yichticha of Heter absorbs one Kazayis of Issa of Chelev, and that gives it time for one moment in the Boso, so then it's not only the combination of the Chelev and the Boso that constitutes the essence of Issa. The Boso particles themselves become a Chepetz of Issa. So in Meile, the Kashe of the Rabbi Kveiger is no Kashe. What does Rabbi Kveiger ask?
Aber Kriya says, so he says, Avol, ala maramatzme, yisir da filu likule amginon. Deim bolu ha-shom, yisir lichtich lichtiche, lekech shashklas, lekech shashklas. Loi lichi lef shechozav nifuad, vigam loi limad ino kadachi lef chozav ubola, maachtiche deheter. Do, mikol mo, kimad bela beheter, shnivla bichilev, eini yitze miachilev. So the answer is, so who cares? That habela beheter, shnivla bachilev, eini yitze miachilev. But the here the four particles of Boso themselves become essence of Isaiah. And that is not Boluah, that is Yetzei, so that Nitzon Kenasa. So why does Rabbi Kileger ask? Apparently, Rabbi Kileger assumed the Lomdes of the Mari, the Lomdes of the Raivet, that the Pshat, even by Boso Becholov, of actually Sechte Yosari, is not that once a chilev unites with Boso and it gives it tam chilev in the Boso, so the Boso particles become essence of Issa. No, the essence of Issa consists in the combination of the chilev and the Boso in a state of synthesis. But so then you ask, so why do we say that even when you squeeze out, so it still remains Osir? It remains Osir as a remnant of Issa, but it cannot answer another chatech seder, unless there is a combination, there is a plate of both. So that Rabbi Kriya's kashe, but the Beluah will not come out. But it's no kashe against the Shach, because the Shach doesn't agree with the Lomdes of the Marsha. You see, whereas the Rabbi Kriya's kashe, he takes it for granted like the Lomdes of the Marsha. All right, now, so that's all, and you should go over by yourself. I mean, all the other Shachs and Tars, I don't think there is anything important. If I think that there's something important, so I'll discuss it. But tomorrow we'll go over Simen Kuvot and very possibly Simen Kuvzat. Now let's go over Simen Kuvot in the tour. קוסב הרשב"א, אף על פי שאין חתיכה שבו לא יישא נאסיס מבילה ואין יישא רסלו לפי חשבין או יישא שבו, אף על פי כן כשני פלס לגדי חשמיש בו שישים ובטל יישא הבלולה שבו, אין החתיכו מזרס לקדמו של היתרו לפי שיישא שבו אין נפלט ממנו לגמרי ואין נבלל לשיח ההתר שבגדירו, מה שאין כי מדובר הנבלל ונימוח שנופל דם וחייצב לשיח היטב של היתר ויוסחי מחמס מיוטי וחוזב נשרה בהרייטב של היתר עד שבין כולי סמך לבטל האדם כולי מותר שהקל נבלל ונשרי ואיסה בשיח היתר. Now there is a, that's it for this is expressive of a fundamental מחלקה between the Rashi and the Tor. Now both the Rashi and the Tor pasken that חתיכו נאסיס לבילו applies only to בוסה בחול and it doesn't apply to other איסור. Now suppose you had a חתיכס בוסו that had, let's say, a size of 9 zesi, and that was cooked in a pot with a chticha of chilev that had a size of a kazayis. Now, we don't know how much it absorbed, so we assume the maximum. The maximum is a kazayis. So let's assume that this chtichas boso, in the course of being cooked with a kazayis of chilev, so it absorbed the whole kazayis. We know it's not like that, but we assume that. So it assumed the kazayis. So in other words, altogether it has a size of 10 zaysim, 9 zaysim of boso and 1 kazayis of chilev. Now, then, after he finished cooking that chtichas boso together with the chilev, he was able to identify the chtichas boso. He took it out. And then he put it in another pot with other chtiches. So if we are to assume that aloch of tichanas is nevele applies to shori surim, so then the other gdere should have 60 measures as 60 times 10 gzeis, 600 gzeis. But since we paskin like Rabbi Nefrain, since the Rashbo and the Tor, they both paskin like Rabbi Nefrain, that aloha of Tichanas is Nevele doesn't apply to Shori Surim. So not the whole Chtichas Boso, the 10 Gzeisim Chtichas Boso is a Heftzovisa. Only one Kazayis
of Deftig has Bosor is Isa. Now that was put in another Gdeire, so if the other Gdeire has 60 Gzeisim, negative one Kazai is Chelev, so then the other Gdeire is Muda. So the other Gdeire is Muda. No doubt. According to the Rashbo and according to the Tur. But now there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Tur. Between the Rashbo and the Tur. How about that Chaticha itself? He put it in another Gdeire that has 60 Gzeisim or better. So the rest of the Gdeire is certainly Muta. So the Rashbo says, even though the rest of the Gdeire is certainly Muta, but this Chaticha remains also. Remains also. And the Tur is Chelik. So the Tur says, Venimavin Dvor, the Chivim Shehakel Mistorif Levatlei, Al Koch Hatam Mizbal Bechulei, the Chivim Shemizbal Bechulei, Im Ken Isbat. Im Ken Isbat. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Tur. In other words, and the, all the poskim say it. In other words, the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Tur is true that they both pasken like Rabbi Ephraim, that Chaticha Nasas Nevela doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, but the Rashbo shita is that even though Chaticha Nasas Nevela doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, but actually say Chaticha Osa does apply. Masha'inke in the two holds that one is taller than the other, and if Chaticha Nasas Nevela doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, so actually say Chaticha Osa doesn't apply in. Now, the Or HaShulchan, I mean it's a Pele on the Or HaShulchan, so he says, but how can the Rashbo say, that even though Chaticha Atzma Asas Nevela doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, but actually Sechti Oser does apply, when the Gemara equates one with the other. Now let's see the Gemara. If you have the Gemara Chum, you should turn to the Gemara in Chum Daf Kufches. Elo Kosova, the eighth line from the end of the Amid, Kufches Amdal. Elo Kosova, Efshali Sechti Oser, Ditma. Rav Reb Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan da Amre Efshali Sechti Oser. Shmuel Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rish Lakish da Amre Efshali Sechti Muter. So there is a machlekes. We by Bosa B'cholom. So and we pasken that Efshali Sechti is Oser by Bosa B'cholom. But so the Hashulchan asks, how can the Rashbo say that even though the halacha of Nichtit Chas Mas Nevele is limited only to Bosa B'cholom, but the halacha of Efshali Sechti Oser applies to Shor Yisurim, the Gemara equates one with the other. Didma, Rav, Reb Chanin, Rabbi Yechanan, and Amre, Efshali Sechti Oser, Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Barav, Rav Shlok, and Amre, Efshali Sechti Mut. So in other words, and that has reference to now, because Rav said, Omar Rav, kibim shenosin tam b'chticha, chticha atzman asas nevele. V'yisaris kol ha-chticha skunt neshim mino. So, in other words, as soon as one chticha absorbed milk, a tam of milk, so that becomes a chefetz of v'yisar, and then when you cook it together with other chtichas, we require on the other deire, in the second deire, 60 measures, neged the whole chticha. Because even the heretofore gzeisim of heter become a chefetz of v'yisar. So then the Gemara says, ומאי כסובר, אי כסובר אפשר לסיך תמות תחתיך מהי לעשי נבלה אלו כסובר אפשר לסיך תעושה so the Gemara says that the reason is why he says תחתיך נעץ מהעשי נבלה because כסובר אפשר לסיך תעושה so in other words so it's totally one and the other so how can the Rashbo distinguish so but the plain pshat I mean it's a pele that the Or HaShulchan even asks that because the Ramban and the Rashbo they explain the Gemara of Kesovar Efshali Sechti Oseh and Dit Marav Reb Chanina Reb Yechanan Efshali Sechti Oseh Shmuel Reb Shimon Reb Rebbe Rishlok Shnam Reb Efshali Sechti Muteh so they explain it in the subjunctive when Shmuel and Reb Shimon Reb Rebbe Rishlok say Efshali Sechti is Muteh they say it in the subjunctive in other words if it had been let's say we have a Chtichas Boso on which drops of milk fell and the Chtichas Boso absorbed the drops of milk and it gave a tam of milk in the chatichas bosa. Then you put this chatiche in another gdere, and you cook it with other chatiches. And there, in the other gdere, so the milk that was absorbed by the chatiche in the chatichas bosa on the first gdere becomes distributed in the whole gdere. So mimele, the milk, the bulk of the milk, comes out from the chatiche, and it becomes distributed in the whole gdere. So Shmuel and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rish Lakish say, "Efshali Sechti Muteh." So Rashi says, Rashi says that it's, they say it in the indicative, not in the subjunctive. But the Ramban and the Rashba say they say it in the subjunctive. In other words, actually say it, had it been possible, if it had been possible to squeeze out all the drops of milk that the Chtichas Bosar absorbed in the first day, so that not one drop should remain there, but all the drops should be squeezed out and then be evenly redistributed in the whole day, and evenly redistributed in the whole day, then it would be muta. But that's only in subjunctive, had it been possible. But the truth is that even with that, when you take the Chtichas Bosar that absorb the kazayis of milk and you put it in another dere, so the bulk of the milk of the kazayis, the major portion of that kazayis of milk, will be niflet in the other dere, but there will remain a certain minimum of milk will always remain. So mimele, since not all the milk will come out and the minimum will remain, so even Shmuel will be made that it is osa. Shmuel, when he says actually seichte muter, he has reference to he's saying it in the subjunctive. He has reference to an impossible situation. I mean, it could be possible, I'm sure, that through certain chemical means you could squeeze out, I mean, you can take out all the water, you can dehydrate every chtiche. Why shouldn't you be able to squeeze out every drop of milk? But it's impossible to take place in the course of ordinary cooking. So Rish Lakish and Shmuel say it in the subjunctive. Efshali seich temuta, had it been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk and then have the whole kazayis of milk be evenly redistributed in the whole dere, so then even that chatiche would become muta in the subjunctive. But actually, since in the course of ordinary cooking, so not the whole kazayis of milk will be niflet, and there will always remain a minimum of milk inside the chatiche. Just the major portion of the milk will be squeezed out, and that will evenly be distributed in the rest of the day. Right? So, but a minimum of milk will always remain. So mimele, even Shmuel will be made that chatiche will be osa, remain osa. Why will it be osa? Why osa? Because since Eve as a remnant of Isa. In other words, so according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so it will be osa as a remnant of Isa. As a remnant of Isa. So if it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, then it wouldn't even be considered a remnant of Isa, because it's a different identity. But since it's impossible to squeeze out every drop, it's only possible to reduce the milk content to a minimum. I mean, to the minimum, so that it will not give a time of milk in the Chtichas Bosar. But a minimum will always remain. So mimele, the identity of the Chtichas Isa always remains, and it remains osa. So that is, so when do they say it? Actually, say it in muter, if in a case where it would be possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, or in a case, let's say, of lar belach, two liquids, so then you have full distribution. In other words, because when you mix one liquid with another liquid, so then you have even redistribution. So then actually sechta is muta. Then it's mamish considered as if you squeeze it out and had a redistribution. Mashain can we have a dova gush? So when you cook that dova gush that has a kazayis content of milk in it, when you cook that dova gush that has the kazayis content of milk in it with other chatiches, so the major portion of the milk will be squeezed out and that will be evenly redistributed in the rest of the day, right? But a little bit of milk will always remain, and in the end this chatiche will have a larger milk content than the other chatiches. So mimele, that chatiche is also according to the Ramban and the Rashba. So that's the shite of the Rashba. Now let's see again Roshan Rashba. Kosova Rashba, Afal Pishe in Chtiche Shebolo Isa, Nasis Nebele, Veine Yiseres Elo Lefichespen, Ho Yisa Shebo, Afal Pichay, Kishinifeles Ligdei Roshe Yeish Bo Shishin, Livate Liser Habelua Shebo, Einach Tichech Yiseres Likadmusa Leetera. Because had it been possible to squeeze out every drop of chaylev, so then it wouldn't have the same identity. So merely you couldn't say it's oser because it became oser, so it remains oser. No, it's a different thing. But in view of the fact that the mashu always remains, so mimele, and it was oser at one time, so it remains oser. But suppose you have two liquids. Let's say, suppose you had yayin, you had a mashke, heta, and then some yayin shel tevel fell into it. Now, let's say a revis, you had, let's say, a mashke of 10 revis. Then, a revis of yayin shaltevel fell into that mashke. So, altogether, you have 11 revis. And then, you would pour it into a barrel of wine of any other mashke. So then, and that barrel would have 60 measures negative one revis, even though that barrel does not have 60 measures negative 11 revis. So then the Rashba says everything will be mutar, even the original revis of yayin shel tevel. Why? Because since it's a matter of liquids, so you have an absolute commingling, even redistribution. Not when you take Ichtichas Boso that absorbed the Kazayis of milk in one pot, and then you put it in another pot, so even in the end, at the end of the cooking process in the second pot, so if you are going to analyze it chemically, you'll find out that this Chatiche has a larger milk content than the other Chatiches. So Mimele, that Chatiche remains Osa. Masha'inke, in case of liquids, so you have an absolute redistribution. So Mimele, it's Muta. So he says, so let's say liquids, vinimuach shimnofal dam v'chayitze b'lisichreitiv shel heter v'yosre machmas miutei v'choza v'nisra b'horitiv shel heter ad shevin kuli samech livate al dam kuli muter sha'akel nivla v'nisare v'yisa b'sichreitiv. So in other words, so you'll find that all the poskim say that the Rashba Shita is that even though Chticha Atzmas Neveila doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, but Efshali Sechti Osa does apply by Dova Gush, but by Dova Lach, so even Efshali Sechti is Muta. This is what they mean, you see. Veini Mevin Dvor, Dichid Misha Hakel Mistarif Levatlei, Al Kocho Chatam Mizbalbel Bekulei, Dichid Misha Mizbalbel Bekulei, there is even a distribution, so Imken is bad. So he is Chelik, in other words, so the Shita Satur is that even by Dova Gush, so by Shor Yisurim, not only don't we say Chachas Nevele, we don't even say Efshar Yisich Teos. Because of the Rashba. Chticho sheyeish bo chile, shenizbash lo b'deiro sheyeish bo samo, livati la chile, tzorich li zoyer shelo yosir shum dobo min agdere, bei Chachas o Yisa b'seicho, shlishem oti shoya b'achreino, bishor shein samech, livati la chile, teesir ma shebigdeiro, וגם ליציאנו תחילו שהחילף שבו יסר איסו ומטה כנוסו שיניחנו עד שיצטן אין הטף של בגדירו. So the Rashba says, suppose you have echtiche that has chilef. So we have to say, as the Bach points out, that here the Rashba is referenced not to the same kind of situation as the first Rashba. The first Rashba had reference to echtichas boso that had a certain portion of chilev bulua inside. Here the Rashba has reference to a case of a chtiche. Let's say you had, let's say in the gdera you had many chtiches boso, and all the chtiches boso were heta. But then there was one chtiche, let's say the cloyes, the kidney. So that had a piece of chilev attached to it. There is always a piece of chilev attached to the kidney, to the cloyes. So then, and let's say, and so in the Gdeve, you put in the other chtiches of the behemo, of the boso, and also this chtiche of the cloyes that had the piece of chilev attached to it. So the chilev was ben, it was attached to the cloyes. Chticho sheyesh b'chilev. And everything was nizbashel in one deira. She nizbashel b'deira. Sheyesh b'sem samach levatel, levatel ha-chilev. Isorich lizoyer shol yoser shum dova m'nagdeira b'it chticha sheyesh b'seicho. So as long as the chtichas yisa, the chticha that has a piece of chilev attached to it, that has a piece of chilev, oh, let's say some chilev dropped on that chticha, in other words, the ben of chilev on it. So as long as that chticha that has the yisa on it, so he is in the gdeira, so he shouldn't take out any chticha. Why? So, because right now when you have many chtiches, so in other words, you have many chtiches, and this is the chtiches isa. So, in all these chtiches together, there is 60 negative chtiches isa. But suppose you take out one chtiche, so then in the rest of the chtiches will not have 60. So, memele, it will asa. The moment you take out one chtiche, so here there is only 50 measures left negative chtiches isa. So it will asa. And the Rashba says the same way. V'gam lo yitzenu tchilo shachilev shebo. V'shemot yishev b'achim shesav v'anachit v'kashdir. V'gam lo yitzenu tchilo. And he shouldn't take out the chatiche that has the chilev attached to it. Because if he takes out the chatiche that has the chilev attached to it, so the moment he takes it out for a moment, so then there is no shishim in that chatiche itself. Neged the chilev that is attached to it, so maybe it will ask the whole chatiche. Mashenkin, if it remains, if it is allowed to remain inside the gdeira all the time, so even the chatiche that has the piece of chilev on it, attached to it, so will also be muter, because there is shishim, there is shishim in all the gdeira. But when you take out that particular chatiche that has the chilev on it, so mimele, there is no tzil between that chatiche and the other chatiches. And of course that chatiche itself does not, that's the chatiche and then the chilev is attached to it, you see. So that chatiche itself does not have 60 measures neged the piece of chilev that is attached to it, the piece of chilev that is behind on it. This is what he says. V'shemo, v'dam lo yitzeno tchilo shachilev shebo yeser eisa. Umata kamto. So suppose he wants to take out, so in other words, so he can never take out. No, he can take out. In other words, he should wait before he takes out one chatiche, or before he takes out the chatiche that had originally a piece of chilev b'en on it. So he should let all the chatiche stay inside the gdeira, below the reitev, below the level of the reitev, until it cools off. Once it cools off, he has nothing to worry about, because then when he takes out that chatiche, so whatever was not nivla until now will not be nivla again, because it's already cold. And if he takes out another chatiche, so true, right now there is only 50 measures negative this chatiche, but since it's cold already, so the bliya will not take place. This is what the Rashba says. So the Torah says, "Vizel is v'fisforosim." That's l'fishitosim. Shavla achas shenizbat lo l'chozal eter. Avol if mashikosafti. So now the question of why is this the kashi of the Bach? But why does he say "Vizel is v'fisforosim"? Shavla achas shenizbat lo l'chozal eter. But the Rashba himself said that that chatiche, that had the chilev belua in it, so that is osir, that remains osir, because it was osir. And since it's impossible to take out every particle of the chilev that was absorbed in it, you can only reduce it to a minimum, but you can't squeeze out every particle of chilev that was absorbed in it. So maybe it remains osir. It remains osir. So here too, why does he say that this chaticha itself will be osir if you take it out? So how does the Rashi put the two say vizel v'sforosi shaflachas nebatel v'chozatiro? So the Bach has the kash. The Bach has the kash. V'hayne davke b'chticho chayo sheyesh bo chilev v'nizbashlo im shoach hatiches avul nizbashlo tchilo bilvado v'nesho liyotzeso miyisuro v'laz ha-teorishin. When does the Rashba say that the chatiche means osea, if the chilev is not be'en on the chatiche, it's already belua in the interior of the chatiche. So mele, in other words, the chatiche was cooked with chilev in one part, then he took it out. So you have no chilev be'en on top of the chatiche, attached to the chatiche. You just have chilev belua in the interior of the chatiche. So mele, the Rashba says, even when you that even when you cook it in another gdeira or another chatiches, and the bulk of the chilef comes out, but a minimum of chilef remains, so mainly it remains also. Mashenkin here is dealing with a case where we put a chatiche that has chilef ben on top of it, on top of that chatiche, attached. So he put that chatiche together with other chatiches in the gdeiro. So the chilev is still be'en. If the chilev is still be'en, so then we cannot say that that chatiche always remains osa. Because only when the chatiche, when the chilev already gave it time in a certain chatiche, in the previous cooking. Mashenkin here, he is dealing, he has referenced the case to chatiche chayo, a raw chatiche that had a piece of chilev attached to it, or a piece of chilev ben on it. Sheyesh bo chilev v'nizbash lo imshoa atiches. Avol im nizbash lo tchilo bilvado v'nesho lo yotzeso miyisuro v'lachzer ha-teorish. Alright, so he has reference to the case now, this Rashba has reference to the case, to yichtiche that has chilev ben on top of it. And this was cooking together with other chtiches, so he's not allowed to take out one chatiche, because then there won't be any shishim neged the chilev, and he's not allowed to take out while it's still hot the chatiche that has the chilev ben on it, because then it will give it time. The moment you take it out, it will give it time, and there won't be any shishim together with this chatiche. V'zel if isvarose shavlacha shenizbar to lechaz latir avol im mashi kosafti shelacha shenizbar to liyisa shibo ene yisa lechaz latir o ein lochush umikom bokeim. But according to his shite, that once it became bottle, so it cannot aser, and the chatiche itself becomes muter. So mimele here too, it remains. So here too, it doesn't aser. ומכל מוקים יש לחלב שאף על פי שכתיך שבו לאיסה מזבט לאיסה שבו בסמך ואיני ישרית חתיר ואיני ישרית חתיך שחיל חלבה חתיך שחילב שבו הוא בעין אין למזבט ואף על פי שיש סמך כנגדי חיזה ויס. Now let's see the machab. Simen kovot. Chticha shebo lo yisa, ve'im bo samach levatlei, shenoflo ligdeire, eine yiseres elo lifichesh, yisa shebo. In other words, the chticha has nine zeisim, the chticha seter, and it absorbed the kazayis of chelev. So then, and then it was noflo to another gdeire, so we need shishim, neged the one kazayis. But we don't need shishim, neged all the ten zeisim. In other words, it's proportional. It has to be considered proportionately. If the chesh is a shabbat, shim yesh ba ma'ashev gedeiro mitzuref machticha atzmo shishim kenek tis rabulu abo muta ma'ashev gedeiro. In other words, it will become bottle even if the other chatiches in the gedeiro exclusive of the nine gzeisim of the chatiche that absorbed one kazayis of chelev does not have shishim. Let's say, suppose there are 51 gzeisim in the other chatiches, in the second layer. 51. So, but together with the 9 gzeisim of that chatiche itself, so it's 60. So then the one kazayis of chelev that is latent in the interior of that chatiche becomes bottled in the 51 gzeisim of the other chatiches in the gdeire, and the 9 gzeisim of that chatiche itself. So he says, "Mitzuref machticha atzma shishim kineged Yisra abalu abo muta mashe bideyo Aval hachtichatzmas. So that's only by the vagush, because it's impossible to squeeze out everything and have an absolute redistribution. Masha'in kein by the valach to liquids, then it's possible to effect a perfect, even redistribution. So then it's mamish efshali sechtei. It's mamish efshali sechtei. So then it is muta. Masha'in kein midover hanivva al vinimuach shim nofal dam v'chayetzidei. Isech reitev של היתר, ויוסרי מחמס מיותר, והכן ישרה בהוריתיו של היתר, עד שיש בין כולי סמך לבטל הדם, כולי מותר, שהכל נבלל ונסרף. In other words, if you have, all right, I mentioned an example of יין של קבל, or he mentions an example, the tour, the מחבר, he mentioned an example of דם. So let's say you have a revis of דם, fell into 9 revis of mine. So the revis of dam gave a tab of dam in the mine. Then that mine was poured. So altogether you have 10 revis. One revis of isa in it. Then, and we don't say chtichatzmas nevele. If we say chtichatzmas nevele, so then all the 10 revis become a chtichatzmas an entity of it. But a contra nefraim, we don't say chtichatzmas nevele, so how much isa do we have in that mixture? Only one revis. So then all the 10 revis, out of which one revis is isa, so were dropped into a barrel of wine, of cider, of anything. So if in that barrel we have 50 revies, so then everything becomes muta. Even the original revies of dam becomes muta. Why? Because in liquids we can affect a perfect redistribution. So he says, "Shachi bikule ipsamo vata dam kule muta shahatel nivol nisa." But that is true according to the Shita of Rabbi Nefraim. But there are more passages like the Ram that we apply the aloche of Ticha Asmas is Nevele by Shor Yisurim too. And Ma Shenei Adin Leima B'chol Yisurim Ticha Asmas is Nevele Ein Chilu Bin Dov Alach Li Dov Yomish. So there is no difference between Dov Alach and Dov Yomish. Elo Li Yen Zeh Dim Hanesa Kvor Hu Dov Yomish V'yeish Samach Kinegdei. So in other words, so lididan that we pass like the ran that chticha asmas nevele has applies to kol yisurim shebateiro. So then we cannot make this distinction between dov gush and dov alach. But there is a difference between dov gush and dov alach, even according to us. In what situation? So he says, el mi yaseh dimanesa kvor hu dov yovish. ויישמח כנגדי, הכתיכה נהנסרס תחילו נשארס בייסו, וצורך לו סירו משום, אם מכירו, ואם מכירו פתלו, אם אין הכתיכה רואה לסחבית, ואם הוא דבר לך, הכל מותר, מאחר ואי כסמח, נגד מה שנסר תחיל. So let's say, by the gush, so he והכתיכה, of בוסו, absorb, of 9 זייסים, absorb the kazayis of חיל, so then all the things they seem are considered as an entity of visa. Even the particles of heta become a chepitz of visa. So we have a chtiche of things they seem of visa. Now then you take this chatiche of things they seem. So, and you put it in another pot with other chatiches. So then the other things, the rest of the gdeiro will be only muter if the chtiches and other gdeiro, the reitif and the chtiches and other gdeiro, all together will have 60 times 10. Because even the heretofore 9 gzeisim of heter in the chtiches heter, the original chtiches heter, also became a chetzavisa. Now when you take this chtiche that all together has a size of 10 gzeisim, 9 gzeisim of real heter, I mean, there's 9 zeisim, 1 kazayis of real isa, and 9 zeisim of heretofore heter, but was converted into isa. So then you put it in another part, so you must have 60 times 10 zeisim. In other words, 600 zeisim. And if you do have 600 zeisim in the gdeire, so then the whole gdeire is muta. But this chatiche will still remain osa.
according to us. Because the whole chaticha is a chaticha sisa. And when it's cooked together with other chatichas, so a little bit will remain, you see. So mele it will still be osa. Mashenkin, so he says, Dimanesa kvo, who the way of age, a chaticha of nine zesim, of boso, that absorb one kazayis of chilef. And then you put it in another pot. V'yei samach kinegde, there is 60 measures negative 10 zesim. 600 says it. So achticha neseres tchilo nisheres v'yisur. Yisur. V'yitzorech l'yisurom ishomim makiro. V'yimeinu makiro. So then it's taguves of yovish b'yovish. It's telo. Im nechticha hoi l'ischabit. If it's chticha hoi l'ischabit, then achil b'yovish b'yovish. Now the question that was raised by the Shach is, but even if it's chticha hoi l'ischabit, but we learned in Simen Kuvbeitz, we learned that the whole aloche of chticha hoi l'ischabit is only by osa machmas atzmei, but not by osa machmas abalua b'sechei. So here, so why does he say, v'imeini makir obteilo imeini chticho roi l'ischabit? Even if it is a chticho roi l'ischabit, there is still bitl of yovish v'yovish. Why? Because it's not osa machmas atzmei, it's only osa machmas abalua b'sechei. So the Shach says, that when he says, v'imeini makir obteilo imeini chticho roi l'ischabit, ma she'in kein, if it is a chticho roi l'ischabit, it doesn't become bottle. That so the Ramo is reference to posa b'cholo, not to a chtiche that absorbed chilev or absorbed nevel, because then even if it is a chtiche really schabit, so there is still bitl. But he has reference, let's say, to a posa b'cholo. Let's say when boso acquired the time, absorbed cholov and acquired the time of cholov. So then, if he's not makirat and tichticha roil ischabit, then it doesn't become bottle. But if it is eino tichticha roil ischabit, so even if tichticha is tichticha boso b'cholov, it becomes bottle yavish b'yavish. But if it's makiro, so then the tichticha remains osa, because actually seichtei. Because it was osa originally, so it remains osa. However, v'imudamalach, suppose you have a revius of dam, and you mixed it with nine revius of water, so altogether you have 10 revius. Then you dumped it into a barrel of wine, I mean a kosher wine, a barrel of mayim or a barrel of cider. So then, in order that it should be muta, that barrel of cider or of wine or of water should be muta, you'll have to have 60 times 10 revies, not 60 times 1 revies. But if you have, because all the 10 revies of the original mixture of the 10 revies became a heftzavisa, but if you have 60 times 10 revies, then even the original 10 revies, the mixture of the dam and the mayim, so it will also become muta, because since it's a liquid, so you have a perfect commingling and redistribution. Now שהחילף שבו יסר איסו, ומאת הקמתו, יניחנו עד שיסטן על הגדירו. So that's the second רשבו, the two mentions. ופי, so the Ramos says, ופי מה דקיינו לוכתיך עד נסנבי לו, מי שירחתיך אסורו משום, ואשום אותה. Now, the Taz, so in order to understand the Taz, you must know the Gemara of Kau. There's the Gemara. Gemara says, "Daftar Zayin on the Beis Chum." Omer Rav Nachman, Gid Mishishim, Vein Gid Minaminya.